As I said last week, please leave the applause till the end of the sermon. Thank you, Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Welcome to worship. Great to see you all here today. Very special welcome to anyone who is visiting with us. If you live in the area and you're looking for a church to call your very own home, we'd love to have you join us here at Atonement. Just speak to me and we'll make sure that happens soon. As always, when we gather for worship, the sacrament of Holy Communion is offered as a central part, and all of you are invited to come and have your faith fed and refreshed through the gifts God gives us at his table today. We are still gathering food for the Thanksgiving food boxes that we'll be passing out. There are some grocery bags out there on the tables with a shopping list, so please pick one of those up if you haven't already done so, and do some shopping and bring it to the church by November 25th. And we'll get those distributed just before Thanksgiving. Finally, I want to alert you to another event coming up at the end of the month. On Sunday, November 24th, we're going to have a very special concert here at the church at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A popular violinist, Aaron Myers, and some special guests. It's going to be a free will offering, and all the money will go to the Oregon Coast Youth Symphony Festival. So mark your calendar and plan to attend, and we'll be asking later for some cookies for that event, so be thinking about your recipes.
He was in Pink Martini. He was part of the group Pink Martini.
I don't want a martini, it's too early.
It's pink.
Pink Martini, yeah. Pink Martini, very good. I've seen them in concert. Good. Anybody else have an announcement besides Rhonda and her offer of a martini? Please stand for our gathering hymn number 627, O Day Full of Grace.
Bring light from our God that we may be.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the healer of our every ill, the source of unending mercy.
Amen.
Embraced in enduring grace and love, let us turn again to God, confessing the truth about ourselves. Merciful God, we come before you, beloved but broken. We have not always treated others as we would want them to treat us. We have not always called out injustice and abuse. We have not always been kind to ourselves. We have not always taken care of the world we share with other living creatures. Remind us of who we are, beloved children bathed in your love. Renew us by your Spirit to live as your holy people, bringing healing to the brokenness around us. Amen. At every moment, you are held in existence by the love of God, renewed by the Spirit within and among you, and made alive again in Christ. Receive this assurance in Jesus' name. You are forgiven and free to live for the healing of the world. Amen. Amen. Our hymn of praise is number 848. I know it's not easy when you're new, but I'm glad you came down. Over here, come on, have a seat. What's your name? What is it?
Karen, so what's your name?
I'm so glad to see you. Welcome. So, in our gospel reading for today, Jesus is having an argument with some people called the Sadducees. I'm not going to bore you with the details. I'll bore them with the details later, but I won't bore you with the details. But it reminded me of a song that we used to sing in Bible camp. And so we're going to sing that song today, and you're going to help me, okay? You're going to help me, all right? It's called "I Just Want to Be a Sheep." And you guys are going to help me in the refrain, and it goes like this. I I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. These are my ears, okay? Sheep ears, just in case you wonder. Can you help me with that? They're dubious. They'll help us out. Okay, so it starts with the chorus. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I don't want to be a goat, nope, 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 nope. I don't want to be a goat, nope, 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 nope. Because a goat ain't got no hope. I don't want to be a goat, nope, 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 nope. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. Because they're not hip with it. Nice dance, huh? I don't want to be a hypocrite. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I don't want to be a Pharisee. Because they're not fair, you see. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Now here's the reason I sing this song. I don't want to be a Sadducee. I don't want to be a Sadducee. Because they're so sad, you see. I don't want to be a Sadducee. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Last verse. I just want to be a child of God. I just want to be a child of God. Walk in the same path he trod. I just want to be a child of God. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Let's pray. Dear God, we do thank you that you in your grace and love have made us members of your flock. Help us to live as your sheep. Help us to be faithful in following you, our gracious and loving shepherd. Bless these girls. Keep them always in your care. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up, girls. I appreciate that.
Good job.
Great
sure we can.
Morning.
Good morning.
First reading on this 22nd Sunday of Pentecost is from the book of Job, chapter 19, starting with verse 23. Job suffers the loss of children, wealth, and health. Accused by his companions of wrongdoing, he knows himself to be innocent. Here in the midst of suffering, Job clings to the radical hope. Hear now the word. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
This psalm is Psalm 17. You will find him on page 3 of your bulletin, and we will read it responsively. I will read the light print, and you respond with the dark. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips.
Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice.
Examine my heart. Visit me by night, melt me down, and you will find no impurity in me.
I have not regarded what others do. At the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent.
My footsteps hold fast to your well-worn path, and my feet do not slip.
I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words.
Show me your marvelous loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise against them.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
From the wicked who assault me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. Our second lesson comes from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Paul writes to encourage the church of Thessalonica in time of confusion and opposition. Here, the confusion concerned the return of Christ. Paul writes to those who were allowing their concern over Jesus' imminent return to divert them from the central teachings of the gospel. Hear now the word. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and to believe in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our proclamations of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth, or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God Father, who loved us and through grace have gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and shall raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so on in the same way, until all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord God as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Whose wife will she be? That's the question put to Jesus in our gospel reading for today. In the afterlife, if there truly is one, whose wife will she be? Those asking the question, as we heard, are the Sadducees, an aristocratic, ultra-conservative sect of the Jews. As Luke informs us, the Sadducees don't believe in a resurrection of the dead, and the reason for that is the Sadducees had a very thin, short Bible. Their scriptures consisted only of the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, the so-called five books of Moses. So if it wasn't found in those books, if Moses didn't say it, then it wasn't true. So believed the Sadducees. And since Moses didn't mention a resurrection from the dead, because this topic just isn't addressed in the Torah, they didn't believe it. That's why they're sad, you see. So the Sadducees were not asking this question because they were seeking enlightenment. They weren't asking the question because they hoped to grow in their wisdom or their faith. No, they were asking this question because they were trying to trap Jesus. They wanted to make him look foolish. They were seeking to discredit him and, if possible, to find a way to do away with him. Now, it's important for us to know where we are in the story of Jesus in this story. This reading comes near the end of Luke's gospel. Jesus is now in Jerusalem and is thus in the last week of his life. He is surrounded there by his enemies, by his adversaries who come at him full bore. First up were the Pharisees, who brought to Jesus the very sticky question, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? It was a question guaranteed to get Jesus into trouble, for if he said yes, then the people would hate him, for they hated the Romans and their heavy taxes. But if he said no, then the Romans would be after him for trying to incite a rebellion. But Jesus responded cleverly, saying, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. And the Pharisees went away for a time. So then the Sadducees stepped up to the mound and threw their own curveball at Jesus. Rabbi, our great teacher Moses, taught taught us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, that man should marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. It says so right in Leviticus. Well, let's say there were seven brothers in one family. The eldest brother married a woman but then died childless. So the second brother married her, but sadly, he too died childless. On down the line it went, brothers 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all married this woman and all died. Finally, the woman herself died. So tell us, Jesus, whose wife will she be in the afterlife that you claim exists? For all seven had married her. Answer us that if you can. Now, of course, the Sadducees were not the first nor the last to have questions, concerns, doubts, and fears about the afterlife. One of the curses of carrying the title pastor in front of your name is that sometimes people begin to see you as an expert on such matters. And so in my 35 years or so of ministry, I've heard a lot of questions about the life that awaits us when this one is over. Questions like, will infants who die still be infants in heaven? What about old people? Will they still be old? Just what age will we be in the life to come? And what will my new body look like? Will I finally be able to shed those 30 pounds? Do I have to look like I do now? Or can I request a new and improved version? And what about my friends and my loved ones? Will I know them in heaven? Will I be able to recognize them and they me? And what about my dear pet pastor? What about little Fluffy, who's been my best friend all these years? Will there be pets in heaven too? And what in the world are we going to do there? Eternity, by definition, is a very, very long time. Won't it get a bit boring? Yes, like the Sadducees, we are full of questions about the afterlife. Some of them silly and trivial, others quite serious. And I suppose it's only natural that we have so many questions, for what comes next is a great unknown. The Bible just gives us very few clues about what it might be like, and so we're naturally curious about it. But underneath all of those questions lies the deeper and the darker one, the same one the Sadducees had. Is it true? Is there a life after this one, or is it just a dream? A projection of our hopes. Like the Sadducees before us, we have a hard time seeing beyond that which is now. We have a tendency to believe and trust only in things that we can see and touch and experience for ourselves. And so we do doubt. We stand beside the deathbed of a loved one. We gather around a dark hole in the earth and we wonder. In anguish of spirit, we ask the question, is this all there is, or is there more? Give us the answer, Jesus. Whose wife will she be? Tell us about the life to come. Convince us that the promise is indeed true. To answer those questions, Jesus goes right to the point. He doesn't seek to convince us of the reality of the afterlife by giving us the temperature of hell or by describing the furnishings of heaven. No, instead, he points us to the character of our God. To the Sadducees, he said, you brought up Moses. Do you remember what God said to Moses as he stood there by the burning bush? Do you remember how God identified himself to Moses? Didn't he say, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? Well, those guys were long dead, weren't they? They had been dead and buried for 1,000 years, and yet God says he is their God. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. And that finally is where all our hopes lie, in God. The God who brought us to life and who has nurtured, sustained, provided, and cared for us in this life. The God who has come to us in our baptism and pledged himself to us eternally. The God who has promised us that nothing, not even death, will be able to tear us away from him. The Sadducees asked the question, whose wife will she be? Who will she belong to? And we ask the same question, whose will I be when my time of death comes? who will I belong to? Later that very same week, Jesus answered those questions. For just a few days later, he would be nailed to a cross where he would die. His broken body would be laid in a tomb where he would lie dead as a doornail for 3 long days. But on the 3rd day, God would do a new thing. God would raise that Jesus from the dead and begin the resurrection parade. What about the bride of the 7 brothers? Whose will she be? What about me, we ask, whose will we be? And our Lord Jesus says, she will be mine, you will be mine, for you are a child of God. It is for you that I came. It is for you that I died. It is for you that I was raised to life. And because I live and hold you in my hands, you will live too. Oh, I know that in this life our questions will never fully be answered, our doubts and our fears never fully erased. But despite them all, even in the midst of the darkness of our questions, doubts, and fears, we can stand together and say, I believe in the resurrection of the dead and of the life everlasting. And clinging to our faith and to our trust in the character of our God who brings life out of death, we can stand with Job and boldly sing, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that one day I will see him face to face. Thanks be to God, who has broken the power of death for you, for me, and for all. Amen. Amen. Please stand as we sing, I know that my Redeemer lives, number 619. We'll sing verses 1, 2, 4, 7, and 8.
Through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high, so that we can be the servant people we are made and called to be. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.